The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I ask the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I am from God. I come from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There's a theme across today's readings of completing their education. Today in the Gospel, Jesus says he has many things to teach his disciples, and the Spirit that he will send will continue their education, and that they're to ask anything in his name, and the Father will grant it. We also have something of a continued education in the Gospel of today, where we meet Apollos, who was described as a very learned person, and he was from a place called Alexandria. Sometimes it can be worth Googling or searching for these places online or in a Catholic dictionary or encyclopedia. Alexandria was a great center of learning. It's supposed to have had an amazing library there that had a million scrolls to educate people. Apollos had an education or a learning about what John the Baptist had done. But there's two other people who pull him aside to complete his education. That's Priscilla and Aquila. They're from Achaia, the place where Apollos wants to go and preach. So before he goes there, Priscilla and Aquila help complete Apollos' education. Priscilla and Aquila don't have master's degree in theology. Their chief qualification is that they make tents. And they had been making tents, and that's how they met Paul, who had traveled with them. Those two characters are from Achaia, where Apollos wants to go. So with an amazing turn of events, Apollos, the great learned one, has his education completed by two people who make tents. Those two people are from the place that Apollos wants to go and preach. And so those two tent makers write references so that Apollos will be welcomed, and so will God's word. All things are possible through God. We might never know when God is working through us. In the course of this day, the Lord can work through you as he worked through the characters we meet in today's readings. We ask you, Lord, as we near the ascension, as you promise to go to the Father and to send the Spirit, that we would be open to that Spirit, to its promptings in our lives, guiding us to be your eyes, your ears, and your hands this day. As God's people, we ask your help and intercession.